Margaret Thatcher's casket was carried on a horse-drawn gun carriage through the center of London as people crowded the sidewalks to pay their respects. Security was even tighter than originally planned because of Monday's Boston Marathon bombings, and while there were protests, there were no serious incidents. The military procession moved at a steady pace along Fleet Street toward St. Paul's Cathedral. More than 2,000 people waited inside, including Queen Elizabeth and her husband Prince Philip and the current Prime Minister David Cameron. There were leaders and former leaders from around the world, but no official from Argentina, which Thatcher defeated in the 1982 Falkland Islands War.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
It was a prayer service with no formal eulogy, but the Bishop of London, Richard Charteris, gave a brief address.
After the storm, of a life lived in the heat of political controversy, there is a great calm. Lying here, she is one of us, subject to the common destiny of all human beings.
Margaret Thatcher was Britain's only female prime minister and the longest serving of the 20th century, holding office for 11 years. Her passionately conservative policies transformed the country and ignited strong emotions both in favor and opposed, feelings that have been on display again during the past week, even though she left office 23 years ago. And that, in the end, is a testament to the impact of her life. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.